Chapter 9. Holidays.
第九章，假日。
Unit 9. Holidays.
假日。
Conversations. Part 1.
Peter is making a phone call to Joe about the Thanksgiving day.
Hello, this is Peter. May I speak to Joe, please?
Speaking.
Joe, would you like to come over here and see the Thanksgiving parades?
Yes, I'd love to.
What time shall we meet? Around 10?
I'm afraid it is too early. And I was about to make apple pies when the phone rang. Shall we put it off till 11?
Fine. Where shall I meet you?
At the south gate of the railway station, please.
Right. I will expect to see you at the south gate of the railway station around 11. See you then.
See you then. Part 2.
Lisa and Fran are talking about their Christmas.
Morning, Fran. Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, it was very exciting.
What did you do?
My friend Yun and I went to Blackpool. On the 22nd of December, we failed to rent a car. So we had a bus tour in London. We hopped on and off and had a boat trip along the Thames River. Unfortunately, it was freezing sitting on top of the bus. On the 23rd, we got a car and visited Oxford on the way. We visited the Lake District after Christmas. And you?
Mine is a really happy one. I went to France for my brother's wedding. I met all my relatives and friends. It was really wonderful.
I'll have to teach at the first period. Please tell me something about France during the coffee break. You know, it is hard to apply a visa to other European countries.
Yes, I promise you. Meet you in the staff room.
It's very kind of you. See you.
Bye. Part 3.
A and B are talking about their May Day holiday plan.
Have you decided how to spend your May holiday?
Yes. I'm going to see the sunrise on top of the Mount Huashan with my family. Have you been there?
I went there with my friends when I was studying in Xi'an Foreign Language Institute. Are you going to climb it by the old route or the new route?
What's the difference?
Well, the old route is harder. The steps are narrower and steeper. The road is rougher. The newly built road is wider and flatter. Besides, the views are not the same.
Then I'll climb up by the old route at night and walk down by the new route.
It's a good idea. And if you don't want to climb, you may take a cable car.
I hear people say it is cold and windy on the top, especially before daybreak. Should I bring some warm clothes?
You may if you like. There are coats for renting.
I'm grateful to you for the information. Have a nice holiday.
You too.
Part 4.
Two China exchange teachers are talking about their Christmas holiday in the UK.
What's the hostess's family like?
Very big. Grandparents, parents, uncles and aunts, brothers and sisters, cousins, nephews, and nieces. I did not feel lonely at all.
That's good. There are only 5 people in my hostess's home. The house is near the Irish Sea. I enjoyed staying there for my birthday.
What was your Christmas gift from the family, if I may ask?
3 pairs of nylon socks and 3 pairs of stockings. I gave the family our Chinese paper cuttings and some rubbings. And a bag of Mao Jian tea.
Passage. Christmas Lost and Found. Christmas was a quiet affair when I grew up. There were just my parents and I. I vowed that someday I'd marry and have 6 children. And at Christmas my house would vibrate with energy and love. I found the man who shared my dream. But we had not reckoned on the possibility of infertility. Undaunted, we applied for adoption, and then he arrived. We called him our Christmas boy because he came to us during that season of joy. Then nature surprised us again. We added 2 biological children to the family. Not as many as we had hoped for, but 3 made an entirely satisfactory crowd. As our Christmas boy grew, he made it clear that only he had the expertise to select and decorate the Christmas tree. He rushed the season, starting his gift list in November. He pressed us into singing carols, our frog-like voices contrasting with his musical gift of perfect pitch. Each holiday he stirred us up, leading us through a round of merry chaos. Then, on his 26th Christmas, he left us in a car accident on his way home to his wife and infant daughter.
But first, he had stopped by the family home to decorate our tree.
Grief-stricken, his father and I sold our home, where memories clung to every room, and moved away. 17 years later, we grew old enough to return home and settled into a small, quiet house. Like the house of my childhood. Our other son and daughter had married and had begun their own Christmas traditions in another part of the country. One day, I heard the doorbell ring. There stood our granddaughter, and in her gray-green eyes I saw the reflection of our Christmas boy. Behind her, lugging a large pine tree, came her mother and stepfather. They swept past us in a flurry of laughter and then decorated the tree. "You'll recognize the ornaments," said my former daughter-in-law. "They were his. I saved them for you." When I murmured that we hadn't had a tree for 17 years, our granddaughter said, "Then it's time to have one." They asked us to join them the next morning for church and for dinner at their home. Our granddaughter ordered, "I'm singing the solo and I want you to be there." We had long ago given up the poignant Christmas service, but now we sat rigid in the front pew, fighting back tears. Our granddaughter's magnificent voice soared, clear and true, in perfect pitch. How her father would have relished that moment.
We had been alerted that there would be a lot of people for dinner.
But 35? I could not sort out who belonged to whom, but it didn't matter. They all belonged to each other. It occurred to me that a true family is not always one's own flesh and blood. It's a climate of the heart. Had it not been our adopted son, we would not now be surrounded by caring stranger. Later, our granddaughter asked us to come along with her to a place she likes to go. In the foothills, there was his grave. As we stood by the headstone in the chilly but somehow comforting silence, we were not prepared for our granddaughter's next move. Once more that day her voice, so like her father's, lifted in song, and the mountainside echoed on and on into infinity. When the last pure note had faded, I felt a sense of peace, of the continuity of life, of renewed faith and hope. The real meaning of Christmas had been restored to us.
Words and expressions.
Vow.
Vibrate.
Reckon.
Possibility.
Infertility.
Apply for.
Undaunted.
Adoption.
Biological.
Satisfactory.
Expertise.
Decorate.
Carol.
Frog-like.
Contrast.
Pitch.
Round.
Mary.
Chaos.
Infant.
Grief-stricken.
Cling.
Childhood.
Tradition.
Doorbell.
Reflection.
Lug.
Pine.
Flurry.
Ornament.
Murmur.
Solo.
Poignant.
Rigid.
Pew.
Magnificent.
Sore.
Relish.
Alert.
Flesh.
Climate.
Surround.
Caring.
Foothill.
Grave.
Headstone.
Chilly.
Comforting.
Mountainside.
Echo.
Infinity.
Fade.
Continuity.
Renewed.
Restore.
Exercises. Section 1. Listening Comprehension.
Listen to the record. Answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D from the four possible choices.
A. 1. Thanksgiving Day is celebrated in many countries, but the date is not the same. In Canada, it is the Monday of the second week in October, while in the U.S., it is the Thursday of the fourth week in November.
2. I heard many Chinese people celebrate Mid-Autumn Day and wanted to know more about it. So I asked a Chinese visitor who is living in my friend's house. She told me it is the 15th day of the 8th month. Seeing my puzzled look, she explained that in China, people adopt two systems. The solar calendar and the lunar calendar. Lunar calendar is set according to the movement of the moon. Some other festivals like Dragon Festival and Chongyang Festival and the Spring Festival are all dependent on the lunar calendar.
3. Easter is the spring feast of the Christian Church. The English name derives from Yoster, Anglo-Saxon goddess of spring, who was honored in April. It is for commemorating the resurrection of Jesus. It is a movable feast, falling on the first Sunday following the full moon after 21st March. That is between 22nd March and 25th April.
4. Yuanxiao Festival falls on the 15th day of the first month of the lunar calendar. It marks the end of the spring festival. It is called Yuanxiao Festival because of the special food we have on this special day. Yuanxiao is a small ping-pong-sized dumpling made of sticky rice with different sweet fillings. The word yuan means round. Xiao means overnight. Yuanxiao Festival is the time for family reunion and party.
5. Good Friday is the anniversary of Jesus' death on the cross. The Friday before Easter. Among Christians, it is a day of mourning and penitence. In the Orthodox Roman Catholic and American churches, the saying of Mass is suspended. In the year 2003, it is on the 18th of April. People in Hong Kong and Malaysia take this day off.
6. All Soul Days, observed in the West on the 2nd of November, is the day on which Christians commemorate the souls of the faithful departed. Although officially abolished in the Protestant countries at the Reformation, its tradition has been very widely maintained, and since the 19th century, its observance has been revived in the Catholic section of the Church of England and the Anglican Communion generally.
7. Halloween is the evening of 31st October, immediately preceding the Christian feast of Hallowmas or All Saints' Day. Customs associated with Halloween in the U.S. and the U.K. include children wearing masks and costumes, and trick-or-treat, going from house to house collecting sweets, fruit, or money. Halloween is associated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, which marked the end of the year and the beginning of winter. It was believed that on the evening of Samhain, supernatural creatures were abroad and souls of the dead were allowed to revisit their former homes.
8. Veterans Day is a day to commemorate the retired soldiers. The name was adopted in 1954 for Armistice Day. And from 1971, it is observed by most states on November 11th. The equivalent in the UK and Canada is Remembrance Sunday.
9. The Dragon Boat Festival is also called the Duanwu Festival. It is observed on the fifth day of the fifth month by the lunar calendar for commemorating the ancient great poet Chu Yuan in the Chu Kingdom. Being slandered, he committed suicide. To protect his body from the fish, people throw zongzi, a kind of food, in the package of rice, covered by 2 or 3 bamboo leaves. People hold dragon boat race and adopt drums to keep pace.
10. Independence Day is a public holiday in the USA to commemorate the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July, 1776. Years ago, people celebrated the day with fireworks. But now it is celebrated more quietly. Occasionally, there are parades, people go on picnics or take trips to the country. Supplementary reading.
Some Christian festivals. Christmas Day, December 25th. Christmas Day, which celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ, is the biggest and the best-loved holiday in the United States. It is a time of warmth and love, hospitality and goodwill. Generally speaking, the Christmas season and excitement last from right after Thanksgiving Day to New Year's Day on January 1st. As soon as the season comes, the American Christmas madness begins. In many areas, the Friday after Thanksgiving is the biggest shopping day of the year, the first day of Christmas gift shopping. Big markets, department stores, and shops make various advertisements to attract customers. The shopping is on all day long. Street lights and store windows are decorated with the traditional Christmas colors of red and green. Families also decorate their homes inside and outside after they have a spring cleaning. Most people exchange presents and send Christmas cards to their friends, relatives, and business associates. They open their presents either on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. Often, they leave the brightly wrapped packages under Christmas trees, and children have fun for guessing what special surprises are in store for them. As the colorful cards arrive, Americans enjoy hanging them on the Christmas tree. Many families go to church on Christmas Eve or Christmas morning. Then they come home to enjoy a traditional Christmas dinner. Their favorite courses are turkey, ham, plum, pudding, and mince pie. There are a lot of sweets as well. Before going to bed, children hang their stockings by the fireplace, hoping some sweets and toys will be given by Santa Claus.
Easter Sunday, a Sunday in March or April. Easter Sunday, which comes from the ancient Norwegian festival of spring sun, is the second of the two most important religious holidays for Christians. It is on the first Sunday after the full moon that occurs on or after March 21st, and it is for celebrating the rise of Jesus from his tomb, where he had lain for 3 days following his death. Before he died, he had promised to rise again as proof of eternal life. Americans like this holiday. On Easter morning, millions of people gather on hilltops, parks, churches, and open spaces to salute another Easter dawn. For there is a rising of hope and joy as the earth reawakens to another spring. New life comes out, and days are getting longer. Birds are singing everywhere. There are several symbols for Easter. Of all the symbols, the egg and the hare, which are considered to represent fertility and new life, are those most frequently associated with Easter. American children are told that the Easter Bunny brings the baskets, so they carry small baskets to look for colored eggs that have been hidden in the grass, the bushes, or even in the branches of trees. Egg rolling, the original Easter tradition by the colonists,
is held on Easter Monday morning every year on the White House lawn.
The Easter parade is very popular in the United States. The most famous one is along the Fifth Avenue in New York City. University students usually have a week-long spring break to return home and spend the holiday with their parents. The family members often have an Easter dinner consisting of young lamb, ham, spring peas, small potatoes, and eggs in various forms.